Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go, North America! A happy Thursday to you! It's the DA Show, coast to coast, pillar to post. On CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the... Hold on. From Montana to Syracuse, Bayshore to California, upside down Mike's house to Kyle and Tucson's house, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. That's right. This is Mraz. At Mraz CBS is where you can find me as DA finally takes a couple days off. And with me, my esteemed Yankee compadre, Andrew Bokish. Bokish, hello. Not a word. I was trying to go with the Sterling.
Not a word in English or Spanish, but good try. Good morning. I'm well, and here we are. We have finally made it. We've been petitioning, campaigning, hinting, suggesting, poking that maybe our fearless leader needed a day or two to reset. And here we are, the first of three consecutive shows that DA is going to be off, and four total in the next couple of weeks. So the edge is coming off. Sweet, logical, rational, nice DA is coming back on the horizon, and it all begins today.
We can only hope for that. And if you want any insight into why DA chose Charleston, South Carolina for a trip, please download the PGP on your Odyssey app or everywhere that podcasts are available. We taped that yesterday. Yes, DA, I will give him credit. I said this yesterday on the Permission Granted podcast. Did not want to take any bows. We're working 6 days a week with no days off during football season, unless it was around the holidays. Steamrolled right on through here this spring until a very rainy Memorial Day where he had to run and hide from his in-laws to go shopping at Marshall's and shuck oysters. And now he is away on a little mini trip. All kidding aside, a well-deserved trip. And for us, we get to have a little fun in his absence. And you know we will. You know we absolutely will. We might even take some shots at him. Who knows? I'm going to avoid the last end of summer problem last year where I misunderstood the cancer line that his wife gave me, if you remember. We're just going to try to navigate the mothership and land this on kindly. Bogush, there's plenty to get into today. We do have Kemba Walker maybe looking for a Celtic divorce. The Broncos continue to be a coveted quarterback destination for big-name quarterbacks saying they want to go there. LeBron's changing his number makes me sick. Mike Malone says the Nuggets have quit last night as Phoenix takes a 2-0 lead. Chris Paul basically eyeing down a potential series with James Harden in the final. Mike Budenholzer, is he on the hot seat if the Bucks lose tonight? Jordan Love is finally getting a little backing from the Packers. Chris Childs is going to join us. We had him scheduled yesterday. Plus your analytics, your fail, your Canadian bacon's got a sizzle. There was a big game on Long Island last night. Your sound check, upside down. Mike's freaking out. There's a lot happening, Bogus. We got a big show today.
And upside down Mike might be the lead, right? I mean, this is the new pattern in the morning after an Islander game, waking up to Mike posting his latest video and then 74 likes, replies, retweets from all of his followers. I mean, again, he's more popular on this Twitter machine than I ever have been, certainly more than Pete is. Upside down Mike delivers, and all of his fans come running in to like and share these insane videos.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you did miss it, The Islanders did win 6-2 last night. They have advanced. We are one team away from understanding who will be the final four team standing in the NHL postseason. And he did make a video. I'm sure we'll get to it at some point later. Ugh, I can't believe we got to get to it. In fact, I can tell you there was an Islander party led by Upside Down Mike at Bob's Bar where we had the show a couple weeks ago. I basically, as a Ranger fan, was kicked at a curb. Down to my sister's house I went, tail between my legs, watching the game basically on a 32-inch TV from a bedroom. So there we go.
So he rented out Bob's Bar and had an Islander viewing party last night?
I wouldn't call it rented out. My soon-to-be brother-in-law is a diehard Islander fan. So hot day in the Northeast yesterday. You know, I'm thinking we got Gerrit Cole on the mound with spin rate we're going to get to in a little bit. I want to see how that goes down. Obviously, it's a major hockey game. The basketball game wasn't starting until later, so you have plenty. Hockey had a window, national window to itself. And there are the Islander fans basically walking through the gate as I got Taylor in the pool having basically a tailgate smashing Natty Lights on their head and White Claws. And the and what really was made to be a Ranger bar in the spring became an Islander bar last night. So we tuckered on, the Ranger fans let him out, and my dad yielded to orange and blue last night at Bob's Bar. So it was a big hot
Wait, did you just bury the lead, though? Is the pool open finally at Bob's Bar?
Oh, yesterday the pool guy came. My pops was ahead of it with the chlorine and the water, and because it's so damn hot, it didn't feel like fresh hose water. We got in yesterday. The pool is officially open. Rent your cabanas now next to Bob's Bar. We have
taking deposits, summer 2021.
We have a fun summer ahead. Now, you would think that last night, another win for the Suns. The Nuggets starting to look lifeless as the Jamal Murray injury, I think, is finally catching up to him here in game two. Maybe you would get a little lead out of Chris Paul, but baseball continues to not get out of its own way with this stupid spider tech grip problem. I mean, whether it's Gerrit Cole stumbling and bumbling through a press conference. I actually thought yesterday maybe Gerrit Cole actually pitching and getting lit up was a potential versus the Minnesota Twins. That didn't happen, although it looked like Cole was still going to the cap last night if you watch any of the Yankees and Twins. But how about another star in a big market of New York, Pete Alonso, the Mets first baseman, basically backing pitchers. Now, he's a hitter. Backing pitchers. Now, who knows? He's got a star pitcher of his own on his team in Jacob DeGrom. But really putting the onus on Major League Baseball, which was something I alluded to yesterday, which I felt like the EA kind of danced right over, is Pete Alonso right that this is all about Major League Baseball being hypocritical? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
I don't want 99 slipping out of someone's hand because they didn't have enough feel for it. I think that the biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration. So I do think that's a big issue now that we're back to playing a regular season with a ton of shortstops or position players that are owed, going to be paid a lot of money, like high caliber players. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not a coincidence. And I think that if it definitely is something that they do.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
This is getting ugly for Major League Baseball, Bogus. We have now hit June. You should have July and August. Now, granted, you're getting a little later NHL and NBA runs than Major League Baseball used to deal with. And again, we are spending a summer not talking about the games going on in Major League Baseball, but more drama, more problems, and as we head towards a CBA ending and a potential baseball lockout, strike, whatever you want to call it, whatever end goes out, things are getting ugly in Major League Baseball. So there you have Gerrit Cole having an answer to the masses. Josh Donaldson hates that pitchers are using tack. And Pete Alonso, I think, actually spitting some truth there. Baseball has openly admitted to needing to, quote-unquote, deaden the baseball ahead of this year because there was too many home runs. And as Pete Alonso alludes to, they're only doing that now because there's a ton of hitters coming up in free agency and they don't want, like we've seen in Major League Baseball, players getting paid right away. What is the most frustrating part about MLB free agency? That the big names now are waiting to sign till the bitter end because nobody's throwing money around like that. And whether pitchers now had to deal with ahead of their free agencies, like when Gerrit Cole got paid a lot of money, the juiced baseball to make sure home runs are flying out to get the pitchers to make less money. I think there's some truth to what Alonso was saying, and I think the bigger picture point is now Major League Baseball is a situation where you have the pitchers like Gerrit Cole having to answer in front of the press and cause all this stir that they are the problem here in Major League Baseball. We've had the hitters in the past with PEDs, and they shouldn't have been doing all of that. We get it. But in reality, this is a Major League Baseball problem. How could you expect the players not to look for extra grip, not to look for an extra edge, when it's the ball itself at Major League Baseball is tinkering with? Heck, we had Tom Brady suspended 4 games after destroying evidence because there was too little air in a football? I mean, this is a big problem for Major League Baseball, and I think Pete Alonso is speaking a lot of truth here, Bogish.
Well, so it's like 50-50 to me. The truth is in that the ball changes, and we know it changes because they've told us it changes. Plus, it might change more than they tell us it's changing. So, like, there is that. He's not wrong about that. Now, I think his reasoning for why they do that, his belief as to why they do that, I'm not sure that actually flies. I mean, he mentioned where guys are in terms of arbitration. I don't know that it's that devious or that much of a conspiracy theory from Major League Baseball that they're trying them, because that's now we're, you know, kind of dipping our toes in like collusion and like things that could get them in actual trouble with the government if they were preventing people from making money. I don't know if we're that far down the road, but we know that the ball changes. There's no two ways about it. The problem is, at least for me, like, you've got a good point. He's got a good starting point. And then he goes to this extreme, and it kind of makes you pull back a little bit and maybe ignore what is the good starting point here from Alonso. But I think, to me, the telling thing really in all of what he said yesterday is what multiple people have said, and we've said on this show, is that I don't know how many hitters actually are bothered by pitchers doing this. It doesn't make it okay, but in terms of fixing it and solving it, like, you'd want the hitters to be in unison. You'd want them to all be Josh Donaldson, basically, calling all these guys out, being bothered by it. But my gut is Alonso actually is leading the majority here, where guys would rather not get hit by 99 in the face and let pitchers do what they want with sticky tack, whatever.
855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. And that's key, because Alonso mentioned that. For baseball pitchers, it is about control. And how, and this is the other problem with baseball, when you go through these unwritten rules, how many times have we been down this road? The idea,
although this
that,
one's written, these rules are written, they're just being chosen not to enforced.
I meant as far as plunking batters go, right? And sending a message. The point being, how many times we know a guy's been hit on purpose? Why? Because pitchers have such great control, and that, you know, really the ball slipping is not something you see that often anymore when you watch a 9-inning baseball game, Bogus. So, to that point, as technology increases and pitchers' arm strength continues to increase, and these guys are coming in for one inning throwing 100 miles an hour, Alonso's right. You don't want that drilling you. You want them to have control. Now it's up to you to up your ante and figure out how to hit that. And if that's the way hitters are going, then I think, to me, we have no problem here. I really honestly think we have no problem here, and I won't crush. You don't want to see a guy cheating and going with, you know, all the spider tech, but, I mean, there is basically a clay farm that story did in The Athletic in, what, Delaware, where teams are shipping in the right clay to rub down baseball for grip. So, what, because this is a substance we've never seen before, that now suddenly that is the problem? I mean, the sunscreen and everything. So where do we cross the line? I mean, for years it may not do much. And you go to a baseball game, they're literally allowed to have a rosin bag behind the pitcher's mound. So Major League Baseball now isn't profiting on spider tech stock, so that becomes an issue. And, Bogus, before I let you finish, shame on Mike Shildt also. Shame on Mike Shildt, the manager. Who? This is how little you can talk baseball nationally. The manager of the Cardinals, who was the one who brought this to light about all the pitchers cheating, and was so frustrated by it a couple weeks ago that has led us down this domino effect. Shildt, can you keep your mouth shut and listen to your players? I mean, obviously now we have hitters all over the place. Now some are complaining like Donaldson. But for the most part, the players seem to be going down this avenue of, I don't want to get drilled by this. It's fine. They have grip, and the pitcher's loving it. And Mike Shildt has made baseball look so idiotic here. And fans, quite frankly, I think are sick and tired about hearing about cheating scandals. And Shildt did this.
Yeah, I mean, this is there's like 1,000 different things to unpack here, which is part of this problem. It's not a simple conversation. There's multiple layers. One of them is clearly the hypocrisy of baseball. Like, they let this happen, so why now do they get to be on their high horse trying to fix this? It's very much an NCAA thing, and it's true of all of these leagues. Like, they don't do anything about things they should be doing, then they get called on it, and then it's like, oh, here we come to the rescue. We can fix it, even though the problem began with you turning a blind eye to something. So there is certainly that. I also, and I could be completely wrong here, but to me, like, I get, you know, I've taken a ball fresh out of a box, and it is, there's like a sheen to it. It's slippery. Yep. So I have no problem with teams rubbing clay on a ball beforehand, rubbing a ball before it gets put into play. Like, you should do that. A rosin bag, I get that. Guys are sweating. It's a bazillion degrees outside. That's an easy way to dry your hand. Like, I'm okay with that, whether it's a towel or a rosin bag. That's cool. Even the natural, unavoidable mix, as CJ Dukowski said yesterday, of that rosin bag and sunscreen, because you got to have sunscreen on. Like, even that I can make room for in my head. But if you are now putting something on your hand that you don't need for any other reason, just to be better at pitching, like, that to me is an easy line to draw and punish guys who go past it. Because Alonso's point is true in that I want guys to have control, but part of the problem with a lack of control these days is because guys are trained to just throw it as hard as they can, and not necessarily to directly kind of give away control of it, but that is the after effect of just maxing out your arm. So maybe don't throw 101, throw 96 with control, and everybody wins here. So I like, to me, this is a problem that does need to be fixed. I don't think that we should just go and everybody's okay with it and let's move on, because there are guys throwing, doing things to balls that should not be happening. Balls going in directions they shouldn't be going in, break they shouldn't be going in. And if we're tired of teams batting 220 collectively and no action and no runs scored, then we should absolutely make sure the pitchers are not going too far to make sure that they have control of these baseballs.
But then if you do that, Major League Baseball games become 10-8. Guess what? They're 4 hours long again, and we go back to pace of freaking play. So nobody's ever going to be happy with this stupid sport, which drives nuts. There'll be more on this next with Soundcheck. An interesting quote from Buck Showalter that made me think twice and go, maybe you have a point. I know old Buck could sometimes look like he's in the rocking chair out front. He's crazy, but I think Buck Showalter might be onto something. We have Soundcheck next. It's bogus. It's miraculous.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As it's the DA show. Let's go on this Thursday.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, folks. Again, this is the DA show. It is Veraz and Bogus, DA, off to South Carolina. Jameis Winston kicks us off in Soundcheck on approaching this season without Drew Brees.
1 year with Drew Brees taught me so much. So obviously I would love to have another year with him, but we've communicated some this offseason. So he's always going to be, I'm always going to be in his ear as long as I'm playing probably my whole life.
Boy, if you're Drew Brees, change your number. How annoying is Jameis Winston going to be after week five when he's got 18 interceptions on the year? Your first year away from football, you're just looking for a break, and there's Jameis going, oh, no, rest of my life, rest of my career, I'm going to be in Drew Brees' ear. Drew Brees seems like a great guy, and I'm sure he mentored Jameis a lot. And Jameis, that voice, he makes me feel so motivated, but that felt like shakiness and uneasiness on what he's expected this year if he's ready to just hassle and haggle Brees. I wonder if, like, Brees looks at Jameis the way we look at Peter Schwartz. It's like, all right, enough. We get it with the tweeting and the text. Jeez. Hey, Bogus, what's going on here?
I know a lot of people have signed off on Jameis as a person, as a player, for valid reasons, so I get that, and maybe I should have signed off on him as well, but I think the guy's entertaining. I mean, between eating W's and getting all emotional when Drew retired and now this, and I'm going to pester him until he's basically off the planet, and that boy, like, he just... He sounds like a natural leader to a certain extent, like rah-rah, sis-boom-ba kind of guy. Like, he's entertaining. And it makes me hope that he actually is a serviceable quarterback this year. I think there is one still somewhere in there. He's always going to make knucklehead plays and have too many interceptions. But I think there is some production in Jameis's right arm, and I'm strangely excited and hopeful to see it. And I don't think I should feel that way, but I do.
Yeah, I think Taysom Hill starts opening day. I really do. I think that Peyton's put a lot into Taysom Hill. I actually don't think Jameis Winston even wins the starting job. How about that for you, Tate? I really don't.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a really strange college-like 55-45 split between the two of them. I think that Sean Payton also knows that Taysom Hill is better doing all those other things than just playing quarterback. So I don't know who starts, who finishes, but I think we're going to see both of them at least at the beginning. And it's going to be a non-NFL-like, but maybe it works. Let's get to that Buck Showalter clip. The longtime manager was on Moose and Maggie yesterday defending pitchers and the sticky stuff.
What I'd really like to see tonight is Josh Donaldson go to home plate and hit without batting gloves or pine tar tonight.
That'd be nice.
You know,
right.
if he really wants to prove a point, go up there and not be able to grip the bat tonight.
Well, do you think Garrett Cole is going to send a purpose pitch Donaldson's way, Buck?
No. You know, the purpose he's going to do is try to get him out. That's the purpose that Garrett will go out there with, so his team can win the game.
And he did, Bogues. He struck out Donaldson twice. But the reason I love this clip, I actually texted Cap to grab this clip yesterday. Shout out to him for actually putting a little hustle and doing a little extra work for us for once. I didn't think of it in the way until Showalter said it. Yeah, batters are allowed to just use as much pine tar and batting gloves as possible. You know, we made this reference in the NFL and college football about using the gloves now, how sticky they are, where stick 'em would actually be illegal, but you could use these gloves. Baseball, yeah, and you want them to have grip on the bat because you don't want a bat going flying and taking somebody's head off in the stands, even though it's all covered in net. You are technically, it's not cheating because it's allowed. You are allowed to get an edge with grip at the plate, but now we're saying you can't get an edge at grip on the mound. That does seem a little hypocritical by baseball.
First things first, Pete, if you could just clip that previous sound where Sean took an unnecessary shot at Cap. We'll certainly use that somewhere. Yeah, down the road. I spent way too much time thinking about this as well yesterday because it was part of what Pete Alonso said too. I don't know how we could do it, but my guess would be, and it's a guess, so it could be 1,000% wrong. My guess would be lizard skins, which is the new kind of bat wrap that guys use on the handle, plus batting gloves, plus pine tar, plus whatever they're spraying out of a spray can on their bat sometimes. My guess is that doesn't make you that much better of a hitter than a pitcher using all of this nonsense makes them a better pitcher. If you're all of a sudden now adding break and spin on your curveball, your slider, your cutter, whatever it may be, like that might take you to a next level more so than a guy just not having a slippery bat in their hand.
So you're probably right, but then I would ask the question, then why do so many batters do it? Like when you saw... And there's been a couple of these guys, right? Jorge Posada is the guy that comes to mind for me. Seeing a batter come up without batting gloves looks so weird when you watch baseball. It looks so weird. So if it didn't give you that much extra of an edge, then why do so many guys not just go up there barehanded?
Well, I mean, the alternative apparently is what Moises Alou used to do. And I don't know what I'm allowed to say because Pete gets nervous, but he used to do number one like on his hands,
yes,
to like pickle his hands, because part of the batting glove lure is like to just protect the skin of your hands, because otherwise you'd be full of blisters and whatnot and you can't play. So like that's
number
the starting point
one
of batting
now
gloves.
Now Pete will have fun. We broke on time, can't you tell?
Exactly. So I mean, I think that's part of the equation too. It's not, but I don't know how much more it makes you good at hitting. Now, truth be told, and we know how crappy I am athletically. My kids have been playing baseball/softball. They both love it. I bought myself a bat because I didn't have a bat, and I wanted to have a bat to like hit things, to hit balls to them. We've got a little tee in the backyard and a net, and I wanted to hit into the net because I'm 40 and why wouldn't I? So I bought myself a bat, a wooden bat, and it came with nothing on the handle, and it was slippery. So I bought a little thing of bat tape to put on there to give myself a little bit of a better grip. But I still am a crappy hitter. I guess maybe I'm a little less crappy of a hitter because I have a better grip on the bat. But I'm not all of a sudden an all-star. And I feel like that's the problem here, at least in my head, is that these guys are using all this nonsense on the mound. It's making them, it's improving their performance too much, which is always the question mark.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you always got to look the part if you're going to be the part. Now.
Exactly.
Before the Islanders game last night, and I'm talking about like 15 seconds before the Islanders game last night, there was a significant tweet tweeted out by our own Peter Schwartz, does updates for CBS Sports Radio. And he's also been on record of saying he can't argue with people on Twitter all day because he's got an Islander game to get ready for, but then had time to tweet something 15 seconds before. So you would think if you've been listening to the show long enough where we have fun at Pete's expense, oh, that morning show, they only care about Pete. Well, it turns out other CBS Sports Radio shows do as well. So as the Islander game's on the air, if you listen to CBS Sports Radio, or as it's about to drop, the Zach Gelb show is on the air. Producer Ryan Hickey there as well. And they, too, had just enough of the significant tweet you will hear about next.
The funniest part about this, 30 seconds before puck drops. Literally, 30 seconds before puck drops. What do you think Peter Schwartz tweeted? You would think it's something about the Islanders, right?
Has to be. He's like, locked in. Has to be.
He's all fired up. LGI. I'm not going to say the actual words on air because I would never say it. We're going to go win the series tonight. Watching the game with my boys or at the game, all pumped up. You would have to think, since he told me he didn't have time and he's getting ready to watch this game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern when the game doesn't start till 7:40, 7:45, his tweet 30 seconds to a minute before puck drops has to be about the game, right?
If you're getting 4 hours or taking 4 hours before the game to get ready, nothing else has to be Isles.
Has nothing to do with the game.
Oh, jeez.
He took time to tweet out, unfortunately, the request to verify your account has been denied. He screenshotted him getting rejected.
Okay, so there are several layers to break down here, and with that, Pete, you can lower the sound check music real quickly.
I'll see your Schwartz and raise you a Schwartz.
Number one, and it was the point I was leading into, why does anybody else on Twitter care that you didn't get verified, so you have to screenshot and then tag @verified and make sure the whole world following you sees it? Why does it care? Because naturally people came to Pete's defense, quote tweet, and go, he's one of the great voices in New York sports. How's he not verified?
Oh,
number two, if you really cared that much about this last game at the Coliseum and Islander game, wouldn't that be something if you see you've been denied that you focus on today, like the next day, and say, now I can focus on that? Like, that bothered him that much that something he was tweeting about all day saying, I can't be bothered with anything else today. But then 30 seconds before puck drop, number three, are there people imitating Schwartz on Twitter that he needs to be verified? And
ho, ho, ho.
Peter Schwartz.
78% of his tweets are making up stats about his kids' high school lacrosse game, hockey game, football games, and discussing free samples at Costco.
The New York Lizards of Major League Lacrosse.
And look, this is speaking to somebody from somebody who has a blue check. I probably don't even deserve one. I get it. I don't think I look at Pete the same way I look at, I don't know, Kanye West, who has a blue check. I'm just throwing that out there. Why does he think he's blue check bogus? Give me some. What do you think of this? I mean,
I have one too, and I'm proud of it because I don't deserve it, and I still think it makes me feel a little cool. And I definitely, truth be told, like I asked people how to get one when I didn't have one. Like I applied for it. Like I wanted it shamelessly. I wanted it. I thought I was gonna, and it does help a little tiny bit with what we're trying to do. Like if you're, you know, tweeting from your verified account, it cuts through some of the noise sometimes. So like it is helpful, and I don't deserve one either. So I can only go so far here with Pete, but I'll tell you what I didn't do when I got denied. And I've also been denied by Instagram. Instagram won't budge. I can't get a blue check mark on Instagram. Do you have one of those on Instagram?
I don't. I wouldn't even know how to apply for that.
So you can't, I don't even know how you get it. Facebook has it too, I guess, and I don't know how they decide those things either. But like, I would not share the fact with everyone that Twitter doesn't want me. Like, I shamelessly tried to get one, and was happy when I got it and I showed that off. But the time that I was denied beforehand, or like I didn't tell anyone about those because I knew it was embarrassing, yet his first response is to tell everyone how he got denied. I don't understand that part.
And the thing is, I know because obviously I follow Pete, this isn't the first time he's been denied, which means...
Of course.
So just add these, the 1 plus 1 equals 2. This is important enough that now he will tweet as the puck's being dropped that it bothered him that much that he was being verified, right? But it wasn't important enough to understand why he was denied the first 15 times he was denied and yet still keeps just tweeting about what he's tweeting about, who even understands where he's working. It is so nonsensical, and I'm just glad that other CBS Sports radio shows can't take it anymore.
But this is my last thought on this. This is the, I guess, the genius of Peter Schwartz is that he gets mentioned on this show. He gets mentioned on Boomer and Geo. He gets mentioned on Zach Gelb. His name is on more CBS Sports radio shows than maybe anybody else in our little planet here because he annoys the heck out of everybody. But it always works. He gets the free stuff. He gets the tickets. He gets into games. He gets the broken sticks. He gets the mentions. The one thing he can't get is the blue check mark. But everything else, this seems to go in his favor because he's so shameless.
It is unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. It actually hurts my head. When I saw that last night, it hurt my head.
What matters is our plan.
Now, somebody, frankly, that deserves a blue check more than Schwartz is Marco Belletti, who joins us this morning. Marco, good morning.
What's up, Mraz?
How you doing,
What's
big
up,
guy?
Marco?
This is a rarity. Look at this. All three of us. It was last time we saw each other. What, 18 months ago?
Probably longer.
I still can't see you.
I got news for you, Marco. I'm still fat.
Well, no shock there. So am I, if that makes you feel better, though.
The end is near for us. We will be back at some point soon. What do you got this morning, Marco?
Well, we had only one NBA playoff game, completely one-sided. The Suns put a hurting on the Nuggets, 123-98. And Chris Paul led the balanced attack. He had 17. He had 15 assists. All five starters were in double figures. They take the first two games of the series, but for Denver head coach Michael Malone, beside himself afterwards.
They've had their way with us on both ends of the court. I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see. So I guess for game three, I'm just going to try to find guys that well, at least go out there and leave it all on the line.
Now, you never want to hear the word quit, and that's where Malone went. Looks to obviously light a fire under his club as they head home down 2-0. Now, tonight you got the Nets and the Bucks in Milwaukee. Brooklyn going for that 3-0 series lead. No James Harden again, ruled out with a hamstring injury, but they seem to sound hopeful that sometime soon, although they stopped short of a timetable, that Harden actually might return. Couple other notes from the league. Nate Bjorkgren, good for him that he's gone because I can't pronounce his name. He's one and done. Pacers head coach has bounced after a 34-38 season. Rudy Gobert, the Jazz, he's your defensive player of the year for the third time in 4 years. Celtics, they started their rounds on finding themselves a new head coach. Clippers assistant Chauncey Billups said to be on that list, along with, I'm not going to read it down because it's basically anyone who's ever been associated with basketball. Stanley Cup playoffs, you're talking about Peter Schwartz. I think he had fun watching this game, guys.
Pelic open here at left point is going to take the wrister off the spoke B on the jersey of Tuukka Rask and then knocked in by Kyle Palmieri. Oh, Palmieri's got another, his team leading seventh of the playoffs. It's a 3-goal second period for the Islanders and Kyle is fired up. He has made it 4-1 New York as he gets the crowd going.
So Kyle Palmieri with that one, Brock Nelson a pair. Islanders rock the
Kyle Palmieri 6-2. Verified on Twitter, by the way. Verified on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the verified thing out. I'm not the guy to be talking to about this stuff. I think you guys know that by now with me. I think I've said this, so I'll say it on the air anyway. Twitter itself is basically we're all in high school and trying to get on the cool table, the cafeteria. I didn't care then. I don't care now. It's not my world. Sorry.
Fair.
That's the verified thing means nothing to me.
I understand. We will get you verified by the end of the show. No problem, Marco. Carry
Tremendous.
On.
And you know what? I will say, I apologize. I know you guys normally, and how Bogus does it all the time, every day, and you guys with the webcam and the Zoom and see if we can get all zoomed up. Not that you want to see my ugly mug anyway, but we're lucky that this thing works from my living room, that I'm actually able to talk to you. If I put this computer that's 10 years old through another system of a camera, I feel like it's going to blow up. And I don't think we need that today.
He's got the old gateway with the cow print on the side.
No joke, and this is not even my computer. This is, you want to see how sad a human being? I had to borrow, basically, I stole this from my mother. This is 10 years old, this laptop. And you know why? You know why I had to steal this when all this went down, whatever, 16 months ago? Because the only computer that I got in my house is the desktop that's working off Windows Vista from 2006.
Oh,
so I'm basically a half a step away from AOL dial-up in the Bloody House.
That's a museum piece. You can get money for that. That's like having a Babe Ruth rookie card, a Windows Vista PC. Maybe.
Bogus, you got to put that on eBay for me, man. I'll happily get rid of this thing.
I'm going to break
Mark. I can handle that.
Yeah, I'm going to break out my credit card and break an order, but mark up some TiVo for Christmas.
You know, see, I'm the dummy. Peter Schwartz would have an entire setup in the house if it was him that was dealing with a Vista. He would have the whole thing set up. Me, like a clown, I say nothing, and I'm going to wind up with this thing until I die.
All comp, too.
Yeah, see? There you go.
100%. He's tweeted at
Dell. It was Chris King with that call on the Islanders Radio Network. Don't want to leave that out because we're going to hear a lot of Chris King today. Why? Because he makes me laugh. And it's the Islanders and Lightning now, Stanley Cup semifinals. All right, you guys are talking a lot about this. We're going to skip the baseball scores, but I want to get into this Alonso thing with all the talk about baseball and the substances on the ball and the spider tack, which apparently is now household name, and none of us has ever heard that before, like 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball said to be cracking down. We know that. Pete Alonso, not concerned about that, was talking about, hey, look, pitchers, as long as they get a grip and they don't hit anybody in the head, I'm cool. But he has other concerns, and he brought them up.
The biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration.
Now, this opens up a huge can of worms with Major League Baseball. And look, the relationship with the players and the league, bad to begin with. We know that. They can't even get a DH in this year because they don't trust each other for anything. And now, as you go into the negotiations, because remember, collective bargaining ends, the agreement ends December 1st. Now you open up this, and let's see if this means another layer of contentious, you know, negotiations on both sides. Pete Alonso just opened up Pandora's box on MLB.
It's going to be an unbelievable scene setter as the rest of the season goes on, too, Marco. With, obviously, if this grip thing doesn't happen and batters take off, and who knows, but the CBA coming up, it's going to be ugly for baseball. And if baseball finds themselves in another work stoppage at some point as a result of this, it is going to be bad news for a sport that's already losing fans.
I'm going to give you one more from baseball, and we'll talk the next hour. But the Hall of Fame induction, if you remember, the whole thing last year had to get put off with the pandemic. We all know that. This year, nobody was inducted, so you got the same class. We'll move it to July of this year. They've moved it again. They're now putting it in September, so you can actually go. It's not going to be where it's closed inside. It's going to be outside. You need a ticket instead of just going up and showing up. So you have to have a ticket. They're free, so you can go see Derek Jeter or Larry Walker if you want to see the induction speech. My only thing is, did you guys see this? It's September 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right. September 8th. It's a Wednesday.
Well,
it's a Wednesday. What? Who's going to Cooperstown on a Wednesday?
Well,
I am.
I mean, can baseball get out of their own way? Can you try to, you highlight it away from July. So you get it away from the All-Star break and you try to give it a moment. You put it a little too close to, you know, the start of the NFL, but all right, I'll leave that alone. And now you want to put it on a Wednesday afternoon? Why can you dump these stories any better than baseball does? And they do this on purpose.
Well, let's be real. You move it to September. Ain't nobody caring about the MLB or Baseball Hall of Fame on a weekend in September when you got college football and the NFL. So their only shot is to go a day like a Wednesday. But honestly, I love Derek Jeter. I mean, Hall of Fame inductions. With all due respect, if you're one of these people that gets amped up and goes to Hall of Fame inductions, it's time to recheck your hobbies. I really do believe that.
Well, I'll disagree. The Baseball Hall of Fame weekend, the normal one in July, even though it can be like you're in an oven up there, is a remarkable experience. Maybe not the actual ceremonies. No. You don't need to sit outside in the sun and bake, listen to speeches. But the weekend leading into all of that, when this one street is just full of everybody that loves baseball and every store has got a different Hall of Famer sitting outside signing autographs, guys are just walking around, that, if you love baseball, you need to experience. You don't need to do that. You don't need to be in the field in your little folding chair listening to speeches in the sun, but you should be there for the weekend and everything else that goes around the Hall of Fame. That part's amazing.
Jeez, there's no hotel rooms up there. You're basically just dying for a decent meal at Perkins. I mean, that's a rough weekend, Bogus. Incredible experience. Go watch the original Jurassic Park on IMAX. Get back to me. Loser. All right, Marco, what else you got?
I'm going to end on the loser note. I think that's a pretty good way to finish this off.
All right.
Thanks, Marco.
Go reboot your modem. We'll talk to you later. All right, Marco Belletti with your headlines. Hope you didn't bet on any baseball games and you were looking for those scores, because I don't think you got them there, Bo. I don't think you got them.
Oh, that was something. Do you think he printed a script that I want on his printer is so old, the pages are still perforated together?
Yeah,
he's got to rip them apart and then take the things off the edges, too.
He's got to rip it off. I love Marco. Marco is such, like, and I say this in the best way possible, such a simple man. Like, he's the best. Like, when I found out Marco was, I'm like, that is the perfect guy to have on. I have a Marco's one of those guys I actually literally miss in the newsroom all the time. The Leonard Skinner shirt, the thermal or whatever over at the Yankee hat. Still got the same.
Yeah, the flannel button down over the concert tee and his beat up Yankee hat.
He is everybody's favorite American. All right, well, when we come back, troubling times in Boston. Boy, rub your hands together. Can they move the Kemba Walker contract? Maybe not. The DA show continues on next on CBS Sports Radio.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
Sound check, and that includes Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker.
You all right?
Dude, it's Kemba Walker, dude. You had it right the first time, DA. Kemba Walker.
Walker, Walker.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, I tell you, this music bogus, I'm ready. I'm ready for wedding season. It's been a long 2 years since I've been to a wedding. I got one next Friday. I got to get out there. I got to be loosening that tie. And I got to be cutting a rug. Don't you miss dancing? I miss dancing.
We've got a pseudo wedding. It's a 50th birthday party on Saturday night, but at a hall, big shebang. So we got a little suit and a fancy dress going on for the wife. So we're halfway there. I'm beating you to it now. I can't promise I'll be dancing as much as you, because you are maybe the wedding performer. But we'll be out there having some fun like it's the good old days.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I would love. Honestly, I would love to strip down to my underwear and do the Macarena right now. Like, that's the kind of stuff I miss doing by myself.
I don't understand why we're always tacking on full or partial nudity. Like, just doing the Macarena right now is enough of a thing to say about yourself. It doesn't need to also involve you being just in your underwear.
Oh, Bogus, where we are, it's like 96 degrees out. Should I do the Macarena fully clothed? I'd be sweating.
Well, my hope is there's at least a fan on you right now, or if not air conditioning, so that you're not actually sweating to the extent where you need to be naked.
So I have to be honest. The room I am in is, like, the air is an AC, but I haven't turned it on because this is still a house where they haven't figured out if 6 wall unit ACs can be going off at once, so people are sleeping.
Yeah.
I do have a fan, and the way it's positioned, I'm getting a little tickle in an area, if you will. That's where the fan is right now, so I'm getting cooled down like that. Which maybe is making me
again. Arena. Hey!
Once again, I will not. The streak continues. If you will, nope. I have still never wanted to will with you in that situation.
Speaking of wanting to get out of a hot place right now, like Boston, how about Kemba Walker for an interesting segue I just gave? Kemba Walker and the Celtics, as reports came down yesterday, are both looking to split. They're looking for the splits. Although for the Celtics to do this, to get rid of Kemba Walker, his contract's so bad, and he has so little production since leaving Charlotte, whether it's through injury or whatnot, that they would have to either take on a worse contract than Kemba Walker, just as bad a contract as Kemba Walker, or attach their own picks after bragging about how many picks they got for years from the Nets. Now they're going to be sending picks. They get a bad contract out. And this also stems from Danny Ainge ticking off Kemba Walker when he was dangled in Drew Holiday contract talks. So now, by the way, I just want to sum this up, Bogus. Kemba Walker, bad contract, already wants out. Kyrie Irving traded for, he got out quick. Gordon Hayward, daddy's always happy. He couldn't get down to Charlotte fast enough. They drafted their own guys in Brown and Tatum, and they're both awesome. The Celtics suddenly feel like the worst possible free agent destination for either the reason of you're only going to be dangled in a trade, or if they sign you, that means you suck. Your thoughts?
Yeah, welcome to GMing, Brad Stevens. Here's your first major problem, an unhappy Kemba Walker. And what we don't know, I guess, is where Kemba feels about Brad Stevens' involvement in whatever Drew Holiday trades popped up, whether Brad can go in there and go, hey, Danny's gone, I'm in charge now, like, let's reset this thing, or if Kemba thinks that Brad was okay with Kemba being traded and therefore Brad Stevens being in charge isn't good news for Walker, because I don't think moving him is a thing they can do right now. So Brad's got to fix this and keep Walker at least on the roster being a little bit happier than he is right now.
It's going to be an interesting summer in Boston. Maybe you'll hear a Sports Minute where I let Boston know just how things are looking. We don't know. When we come back, though, Colorado? Are the Broncos a coveted quarterback destination? It's the DA Show. Mraza Bogus carrying on next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.